This week in the Missouri Senate, we review another upcoming new law and the extra session. Senate Bill 81 was pre-filed on December 1st, heard by the Missouri Senate Transportation, Infrastructure, and Public Safety Committee on February 3rd, given preliminary Missouri Senate approval on February 18th, sent to the Missouri House of Representatives on February 20th, returned to the Missouri Senate on April 23rd, truly agreed to and finally passed on May 6th, and signed into law on June 10th. Senate Bill 81 is a public safety measure that originally pertained to our state's fireworks laws. Senator Curtis Gregory of Marshall is the sponsor.
With the summary of this legislation, the state of Missouri is a leader in the fireworks industry. From retail sales to commercial displays to wholesale and distribution, Missouri is the home to some of the largest fireworks importers and distributors in the United States, as well as home to a robust retail market and globally recognized firework display companies. The fireworks industry provides employment opportunities to Missouri citizens, as well as tax revenue to the state and local governments. The current fireworks law was enacted in 1985, so it's actually older than I am. It hasn't had substantial changes since then. There was a little bit done in 2004, so it's been 20 years since we've looked at any of this.
This new law also relates to criminal background checks, extends the Line of Duty Compensation Act for another 6 years, makes changes relating to the Missouri Emergency Response Commission and license waivers for law enforcement officers' spouses, and modifies the offenses included in the definition of childhood sexual abuse for civil actions to recover damages from injury or illness caused by childhood sexual abuse. Parts of Senate Bill 81 took effect upon the governor's signature.
And it shouldn't override the things that we lost in House Bill 19.
Missouri senators also continue to reflect upon the extra session of the 103rd General Assembly, which ended on June 11th. Senate Bill 1 seeks to appropriate money to the Department of Economic Development for the Missouri Housing Development Commission. Senate Bill 3 would modify provisions relating to taxation. Senate Bill 4 would authorize the expedited disbursement of funds from the Missouri Housing Trust Fund for emergency aid. Senator Barbara Ann Washington of Kansas City says there is a reason the three main points of the governor's call for this extra session were split into three different bills.
So I'm one of those people, I believe in the greater good. And while the Chiefs do bring a significant economic impact, as well as the Royals, the greater economic good is to put a hospital down in the rural parts of our state, is to make sure that we have obstetrics care north of US 36, to make sure that we get the $48 million that we still need to do the mental health hospital in Kansas City. So those things are more important to me and to my colleagues than the Chiefs.
Next up will be July 1st, which is the beginning of the next fiscal year. We will talk more about fiscal year 2026 next week. And remember, you can follow these and other issues facing the Missouri Senate, plus see a complete list of truly agreed to and finally passed legislation and extra session legislation by visiting our website, senate.mo.gov. Reporting from the state capitol, I'm Dean Morgan.